The issue of the police union's no-confidence vote in Edward Flynn resurrects the question of the relationship between the chief and rank-and-file officers. UWM criminologist Stan Stojkovic joins us this morning for that part of the discussion. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
What are the ramifications of a no-confidence vote?
Well, there may be some ramifications, or there may be none. I mean, possibly it could further divide the police department. Obviously, between the rank and file and the chief administrator, the police chief, Edward Flynn, it could also mean nothing, because largely the vote is a symbolic statement, I believe, by the union that, you know, they want something done. They want to be heard, but it is really not a binding kind of resolution. But the larger ramification is down the road in the relationship between the police union and the police chief.
Let's talk context here for a moment, and that is the strained relationship here between Flynn and many officers. How does that conflict line up with past Milwaukee police chiefs and forces? Have they ever been harmonious?
Well, you know, in Milwaukee's case, it doesn't seem like it's the case. Going all the way back to Harold Breyer when he was police chief, he began his tenure in the mid-60s and went through the early 80s. And subsequent police chiefs up until the present, Chief Flynn, have always had some kind of crisis with the police union. Some of this is really around, you know, how police officers do their job. Now, clearly, police over the decades have developed policies, procedures. They've gotten more legalistic in terms of how can police officers do what they do in an appropriate fashion. And so there's always been disagreement about things. But the disagreement plays itself out when a tragedy occurs.
Will this no-confidence vote conceivably have an impact in the future on officers' morale? In other words, could morale affect how officers might conduct themselves in the community?
Yeah, that's a possibility, but, you know, I think that that's an overstated case. I think that in the long term, most police officers in the city of Milwaukee are good officers. They want to do their jobs. They may be upset by this decision by Chief Flynn, and who knows where this decision is going to go. It has a long, elaborate process, an appeals process down the road. But, you know, we must not lose sight. The police chief is required by law to make those tough decisions. When he or she, and in this case, obviously, Chief Flynn, feels that this kind of behavior was so far out of bounds and ultimately led to the untimely death of Mr. Hamilton. So, morale is an issue we should be concerned about, but I would not be overly concerned about it in the long term. In the short term, it's something the chief is going to have to try to address.